Amen. That's what America needs, that right there. Let's turn our Bibles, please, to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Looking this morning at the message, America legalizes slavery again. John chapter 8. And we'll begin in verse 31, but shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today, and we thank you for that fountain of the blood, the pure blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that washes away all of our sin. I pray now the Holy Spirit would have his way in each of our hearts. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. John 8, excuse me, verse 31. John 8, 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the what? The truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth what? Sin is the what? Servant of sin. So whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye be Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. They said to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, who? The devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. How many of you in this week saw in the headlines that headline right there? America legalizes slavery again. Did any of you see that in any paper? Didn't see it, huh? Well, it was there. You just didn't realize it. Verse 34. Whosoever committeth sin is the what? Servant of sin. It was there in the headlines. But it's something that many people can't see. Sometimes, you put on special glasses and you can see things. So my dad, in past years, has done some chalk drawings in churches, and he turns on the black light at the end, and there's always a hidden picture. Well, if you had your special glasses on this week, your biblical spiritual glasses, you look beyond that bold black print, and you saw behind it, America legalizes slavery again. It was there. It was there. Many Americans have been filled with pride because America voted in the first person to president of the United States with partial African roots. And so Americans are filled with pride right now, thinking you can close the book finally on slavery because a man who was of partial African descent has made it to the highest post in the land, president of the United States. And so they're closing the book saying prejudice is finally conquered. Slavery is finally conquered. But actually, slavery is back again. America is voting it in. Verse 33. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? That's what Americans are thinking right now. Why, we've never been in bondage to any person. Why, we're Americans. We're free. We've never been anyone's slaves. And yet, verse 34, whosoever committeth sin is what? The servant of sin. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. They're not free. So, bill by bill, slavery is coming back because we are getting away from God's word. Sin brings people into bondage. It always looks the other way. Sin always makes itself enticing. You know, when they use those cigarette advertisements, they always try to picture it as, you know, free, like these cowboys riding horses out in the wide open. And I mean, it's like a depiction of freedom. And yet, people who smoke know it is not freedom, it's slavery. They have such a hard time quitting. And that's always the way sin is. Verse 34, whosoever committeth sin is the what? Servant of sin. Servant. The African people suffered much in previous years, being captured and put on boats and brought to other countries and made slaves. They suffered much. But America now, how sad it is that under the first person to reach the presidency with partial African roots, how sad it is that our country just seems so headlong right now on getting back into slavery. We're not free. We're heading backwards. If you're taking the notes there, number one, America officially returns to slavery, declaring sodomy as acceptable. Sodomy. Those three young men last night are not free. Those sodomite young men, they're slaves. They're slaves to sin. The month of June was officially declared in America. I'm not using their words, but they use a different word that used to be a word meaning happy. And they've taken that word and used it for people who are sodomites. But the Bible calls them sodomites. And forever it should etch in people's memory what happens when people go to that depth of sin. The Bible called it sodomy. Our president declared anyway that June was officially Sodomite Pride Month. And those would be in Ezekiel 16. What was the root cause of the destruction of Sodom? What was the root cause that those people got into such vile sin? Ezekiel 16, the Bible tells us the root cause. Probably few would guess it, unless you've read this verse. Ezekiel 16, 49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. What's the next word? Pride. There it is. The root cause, the root sin of Sodom was pride. Have you ever noticed how they call all these Sodomite parades? Pride. They're all sodomite pride parades. They most generally always use that word in it, pride. For those of you who can remember back when the Supreme Court case was fought about in the state of Texas, an officer went to a home and found two men involved in sodomy and wrote them a citation, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And their argument all the way along was, we should be able to do what we want in private. Is that what they've done? Now that they've got the law on their side? Actually, now that it always was a criminal act, and once that was removed by the Supreme Court, since then, they haven't kept in private at all. They're out in parades dressed as vile as can be, and their actions as vile as can be. Their goal has always been public, not private. The root cause is pride. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6. Do you know what? God has a hate list. Yep, he does. I talked to several people last night as I was handing out tracts about the hate crime bill. And at least two people, I never even brought up sodomites. They brought them up. Hate crimes, hate crimes. Well, God hates some things. Proverbs 6:16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. What's the first one? Verse 17. Proud look. Remember what Sodom's root cause was? Ezekiel 16:49. Pride. Pride is the root cause, the root sin of sodomy. God says that the result of pride is wicked imaginations. Notice in Romans chapter 1. God says that sodomy is the result of pride and wicked imaginations. Romans chapter 1 and verse 26. Romans 1:26, for this cause God what? Gave them up. Has anyone ever given up on you? Well, I'll tell you something. That's not near as bad as if God gives up on you. That's a really sorry state. For this cause God gave them up unto what? Vile affections. It's not natural, it's vile. For even their women did change the natural use. See that? The natural use. Into that which is against what? Nature. You see, they've come up with this idea that, well, we were born that way. We were born sodomites. No one is born a sodomite. It is against nature. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the what? Natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. We saw that last night. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain who? God in their knowledge. There's a new poll. I don't know if some of you saw it, but there's a new poll out this week, or at least it was commented on this week. And they found that something, the number of sodomites they polled, like 24%, something like that, of the sodomites they polled claimed to be born-again Christians. Can you reconcile that with the Bible? And the pollster was kind of saying to Christians, well, you know, we need to rethink this. No, sir, we do not need to rethink it. We need to reread what God has said. It's what we need to do. Verse 28 says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Look in verse 30, description of these people. Verse 30, backbiters. What's the next three words? Haters of God. You cannot reconcile a born-again Christian and someone involved in sodomy. That is not what God says at all. Speaking before a group of sodomites, I believe it was Monday, our president said this, and I quote, he's talking to the sodomites at the White House and said, and though we've made progress, there are still fellow citizens, perhaps neighbors or even family members and loved ones, who still hold fast to worn arguments and old attitudes, who fail to see your families. Who's he talking to? He was talking to sodomites. Who fail to see your families like their families, and who would deny you the rights that most Americans take for granted. And I know this is painful, and I know it can be heartbreaking. He was calling the Bible worn arguments and old attitudes. Well, I praise God for this worn book. But let me tell you something, it's not worn out, and it never will be. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. This is not a worn out book. This is not a book of old ideas. This is the living word of God, and it will be around long after we are gone. Long after America is a bowl of ashes, the word of God will be here. Will be quick and powerful and alive. We need to pray for our president and all of our leaders. We need to pray. Because when they start defying God and His Word like that, we need to pray. We need to pray that God would open His eyes. There are so many. Last night, one of the guys we talked to when he was handing out tracts mentioned, and this goes on both sides of the fence, he mentioned a Republican representative. If you're in the Kent County section, he's your representative. And he said, I wrote to him about we shouldn't ought to give sodomites government money for their families. That's not a family. And he said, he never answered me. He never answered me. My wife got a call this week from the Republican Party wanting money. They're not going to give money. The whole bunch of them, you read Isaiah chapter 1, the whole head is sick, the whole heart is faint. I mean, Washington is corrupt to the core. We need someone who will stand up unashamedly and stand for this word. This word right here. They've all had their chance, and no one seems to be unashamed to stand up and for God. And I'll tell you something. What is scary is when the Jewish leaders rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, that really sealed the doom of Jerusalem. In 70 AD, Jerusalem was burnt and sacked. And remember, it was the common people who heard Jesus gladly. It was the leaders who would not. And in America, I mean, last night, I had several people voice their concern for America as we was handing out tracts. The common people, I think, understand much more right now than many of the elected officials. And we need to pray. We need to pray that God would open the eyes, that these our leaders would be humble and bow their knees before God and get saved, lest our whole nation perish. No one ever gets away with defying God. Notice in Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar was a great emperor. Well, let me tell you something. He didn't get away with defying God. Daniel chapter 4, verse 27. Daniel 4:27. Daniel is pleading with Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4:27. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the king of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is what? Departed from thee. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. So he was like an animal. He was like an animal. So the great Nebuchadnezzar found that those that walk in pride, notice verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is what? Able to abase. Abase means to put down, to lower. So America officially returns to slavery by pushing the hate crimes legislation. It was different in 1931. That was the favorite track I had to hand out last night, was the stimulus track. It was different in 1931. In September 18th, 1931, The legislature of the state of Michigan made this law. It's 750.158. It's still on our books. Sodomy. They called it sodomy. Sodomy, any person who shall commit the abominable and detestable crime against nature, either with mankind or with any animal, shall be guilty of a felony. Still on the books in Michigan. Still. It's a felony. I find it interesting, some of the states, what they're doing. Arizona this week is voted to, as a state, they will not be included or not make their people participate in any federal health bill that comes along. There's been at least three states out west and the north who have come along and said, any gun made in our state is not under federal regulations. It's under our state regulations, and we will not bind our people to any federal legislation about gun laws. I find it interesting that someone said last night there's a rebel flags flowing in Greenville area. The people are rising up. They are upset. And when our government makes laws like sodomy is okay and it's a hate crime to speak against that sin, America's returned to slavery. Number two, America officially returns to slavery, declaring adultery as acceptable. In the state of Michigan, law 750.30 says any person who shall commit adultery shall be guilty of a felony. 2 weeks after I preached that message dealing with all these issues, 2 weeks after that, a state senator from down by Chicago, still in Michigan but down that area, introduced legislation to repeal that adultery is a crime. Well, God says it is. Notice in Mark chapter 10. Our state once understood that, our legislators. Mark chapter 10. And verse 6, Mark 10:6. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. They twain shall be one flesh, so then they are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, what? Let not man put asunder. So, number one, America is officially returning to slavery by declaring sodomy is not a crime. They're returning to slavery by declaring adultery is not a crime. Number three, America officially returns to slavery, declaring that abortion is acceptable. In 1931, September 18th, that same date, the state of Michigan made this law. Any person who causes the death of a quick child, a quick means living, any person who causes the death of a quick child from the use of medicine or instrument shall be guilty of manslaughter. So abortion, and that's still on our books in Michigan, abortion is still a crime on the books in the state of Michigan, whether that abortion is performed through medicine or by an instrument. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So they better start fearing God. Number four, America officially returns to slavery, declaring swearing as acceptable. Same date, September 18th, 1931. This is what the official law in Michigan still says this, of law 750.103. Any person who has arrived at the age of discretion, who shall profanely curse or damn or swear by the name of God, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Ghost, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. I like the law, I'll accept that last word. It shouldn't be a misdemeanor. They should make that one a felony too. Exodus 20, verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So John 8:34, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. People who swear, who use God's name in vain, they become a slave to that. You notice people that swear, they just can't hardly say a word. It seems like a sentence so many times without swearing, using God's name in vain. So the key to freedom is knowing the truth. Let's go back to John 8. The key to freedom is knowing the truth. And they're trying to silence it. You mark it down, the hate crimes bill. It's number one the number one reason it was created is a hate for God. It is. The hate crimes bill is a hate crime itself against God Almighty. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the what? The truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. And they're trying to silence it. Sodomites do not want to hear that their lifestyle is a sin. And so they'll fight against us, but the battle at the end of the day is against this book here, because it's this book that condemns them. It will be no less and no more than it was in Europe in the Dark Ages. They will try to burn this book, to ban it, to burn it, because it condemns them of their sin. So the key is knowing the truth, and then the key is continuing in the truth. Notice verse 32. And ye shall know the truth. Let's back up to verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the key is continuing in God's word. And the key to continuing in his word is to know him personally. Because it says in verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him. These people that say they believed on Christ, and 24% in that poll, that survey, say they're not repentant Sodomites. Notice, hold your place here. Notice with me in 1 Corinthians 6. It is possible for a Sodomite to get saved. The Corinthian church had people like that. It's not an unforgivable sin. Maybe a very repulsive sin, but it can be forgiven. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 6, 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Now, all these things are unrighteous things. Fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor what? Effeminate. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. All of those people whose lives are characterized by those unrighteous things are not going to go to heaven. But verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are what? Washed. But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So the Holy Spirit led this writing right here about the people in Corinth. Such were some of you. Some of you were effeminate. Some of you were abusers of yourselves with mankind, but now you're washed. You've repented of that sin. So people who boast, well, I'm a Sodomite, but I'm a born-again Christian. There's no such thing. It's like saying, I listen to Christian rock. There's no such thing. If you listen to rock, it's not Christian. You can put any name you want on it, but it's not Christian. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a born-again, blood-washed Sodomite. There's no such thing. We just read in Romans 1, those people are haters of God. Haters of God. So you look at this order in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, the first thing, in verse 32, John 8, 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, the first thing must be repenting of their sin and trusting Christ. And then in verse 31, then it's continuing in his word. In verse 32, and that will show you the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And anyone who doesn't get saved, washed in the blood, and doesn't get into God's word and see what it says, then they're not going to be free. They're going to be slaves of sin. slaves of sin. They will not understand what God is saying. The natural man doesn't understand. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man laughs at things, spiritual things. The natural man laughs at the idea when preachers of the gospel say you shouldn't go to the dance. And they laugh at that. And they scoff. Well, ask the governor of South Carolina about dancing. I just read this week. He admitted that his first mistake in being immoral, he said, was dancing with that woman. He was somewhere and danced with that woman. By his own admission, that was his first mistake, because he became attracted to her. The modern dance is geared for lust, period. People say, well, there's innocent dancing, like square dancing. There's nothing innocent about square dancing. Let me tell you something. You know why they wear those big fluffy skirts? So they can be twirled around, go around the corners, and show off all those white undergarments when they're tilting, you know, like a penguin, you know? When they're going around the corner, they're showing all their whites. That is geared for lust. You may say, well, that's nothing. Well, you know what? Satan likes to use little nothings and make something big out of it. But they don't want to be told. There's a house just down the road from the church here, right on the mailbox. Maybe they still have it, but it had a square dancing couple, you know, as some people do outside. And the lady came to the door and said, well, I didn't know if you'd approve, you know, because we just love to square dance. Well, do you love God? Do you love God? Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. What you'll find is that people say, oh, I can do this and it won't hurt me spiritually. Once you sin, you're handing the steering wheel to sin. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Once you sin, you are placing out your hands to be shackled. Don't tell me you can sin and still control your life. You're a fool. That's what the Bible says. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And it's the fool who denies what God says in his word. You put your hands out, you put your feet out to walk in sin. Don't tell me you can walk right out of it. The Bible says, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Once you commit that sin, you are in shackles. Apart from the blood of Jesus Christ, you're in shackles. The dance, you know, I thought it was interesting. I saw a sign the other day. It said, it was pointing at a wedding was someplace. And the thought hit me. I said to my wife, I said, you know, all these churches that are using rock music in their churches, I said, about all these contemporary churches, I wonder how they're handling weddings. Because if you're going to play rock music in the church, then you can't say anything about rock music being played at the reception. And I said to my wife, I said, it suddenly hit me. These contemporary churches are not going to be able to stop those couples from dancing. Because rock music and dancing is hand in hand. And I said, I wonder what they're going to do when they marry a couple and the couple wants to have dancing at the reception, and they're going to say, oh, we can't do that in the church. And I found it amusing that the wedding was pointing in the direction of a Baptist church, and the same couple's name that was on the little sign was also at the VFW hall. There's only one reason people go from a Baptist church for marriage to a VFW hall. And that's because they want to drink and dance. That's the truth, the plain truth. What are they going to do? They're not going to be able to do anything. In those same churches, they won't take a stand anymore against social drinking. They're destroying their kids. And I don't mean goats. They're children. They're destroying their children. They're bringing rock music in the services. They can't stop them from playing rock music at the reception, which means they're going to want to dance. And they won't take a stand against social drinking. These confused young people are going to apply to be married at these churches, and they're going to be told, well, I'm sorry you can't dance here. I'm sorry you can't have liquor here. They're going to say, why? Why not? You play this music in the church. You don't take a stand against social drinking. Why can't we drink and dance and have our rock music at our reception? They're in for a big trouble, let me tell you. Their trouble has only started because they won't take a stand. The battle is won or lost right here. Are we going to stand upon the word of God or not? John 8:34, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. If a church takes the direction where they're going to say, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay, you know what they are? The servants of sin. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. They're not free. They're shackled by it. Only one can make you free. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth shall make you free. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this holiday season where we remember Independence Day, where we think of the freedom of the United States of America. But Lord, I pray you'd help us to put on our spiritual glasses and see with every new bill that declares sin acceptable, the headline should really read, America returns to slavery. America returns to slavery. America, by law, is returning to slavery. Oh, Lord, please help us in this day and age. Help us to not grow weary in doing your work. Help us, Lord, not to grow weary in standing upon the word. Lord, we don't believe your word is worn old arguments. We believe it's the living word of God and applies today. And we believe your word that when people turn from your word, they become servants. They are shackled to their sin. Lord, please, please open our nation's eyes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.